Audacity. The St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister given an ultimatum by his coalition partners with Team Unity on shaky ground. With the Caribbean News Roundup, I am Ken Richards. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Timothy Harris has been given until Wednesday to address concerns raised by the two other political leaders of the governing Team Unity coalition, Mark Brantley and Sean Richards. Brantley, leader of the Concerned Citizens Movement, in a statement on Saturday, accused Dr. Harris of playing for time and not being serious about saving the coalition. According to Brantley, Prime Minister Harris is more interested in his People's Labour Party than in addressing what CCM and PAM consider flaws that need to be eradicated to save the coalition.
Given the obvious preparations on the ground by the PLP for a possible election, I have come to the inescapable conclusion that the Honourable Prime Minister is not concerned about saving Team Unity, but is merely playing for time, hoping to maintain the status quo for as long as possible, while his serious concerns about the current path of Team Unity are ignored. If I can take but one example to prove my point, it boggles the mind why the Honourable Prime Minister, a trained accountant and highly astute financial manager, would continue peddling a notion that we need the World Bank to come in to do a study and to tell us how to calculate the monies received from CBI, subtract the expenses of the program, and divide the balance on a pro rata population basis between Bastia and Charlestown, as was agreed as a central plank of the Team Unity construct. I am certain when I say that any student at the Nevis Sixth Form College or CFBC could undertake that mathematical exercise and bring immediate resolution to a matter which has now festered for 7 long years. My brothers and sisters, let me be clear. One hand cannot clap, and PAM and CCM cannot by themselves save Team Unity as currently configured if the PLP and its leadership has no interest in resolving the issues that confront us. To this end, and consistent with our ongoing efforts to save our Team Unity government, the Honourable Sean Richards and I have delivered a written communication to the Honourable Prime Minister, setting out our position for a path forward. We have taken the unprecedented step of putting a deadline of Wednesday, April 20th, 2022, for a response from the Prime Minister, barring which we can only conclude that he and his team have no interest or desire to save this Team Unity government. We shall therefore know by Wednesday whether we can achieve resolution or whether we face dissolution. I have heard the address of the Honourable Prime Minister, wherein he intimated that the office of the Prime Minister should not be diminished. I agree, but will add that the principles of Team Unity, which allowed him the privilege of being our Prime Minister, should also not be diminished. We cannot and must not use the ladder of Team Unity to get to the top and then kick it down as being a mere construct for personal advancement and self-aggrandizement. Brothers and sisters, I and my beloved CCM remain fully committed to Team Unity and the ideals which we espoused and which captured the imagination of our people. We believe that unity must not only be a word to be oft repeated in speeches, but an ideal that should be demonstrated in action. We are committed to living in peace and promoting socio-political harmony among our two islands and among our people. But let there be no doubt that if others within the Team Unity construct are unwilling or unable to compromise in the interest of our nation's stability, then the CCM and the people of Nevis shall not waver. We shall not bow. We shall never, ever surrender. We live by our motto that people matter most, and we shall never resile from standing up for the people who have entrusted to us their trust and confidence to represent them.
In his address, the CCM leader itemized some of the concerns he and the leader of the People's Action Movement, Sean Richards, want dealt with by Prime Minister Harris. However, the Prime Minister failed to give the serious attention the situation warrants, Brantley said.
I regret to say that along the way we have lost our way. After years of efforts internally to resolve issues, the lack of commitment to finding resolution has now created a public spectacle of which none of us can be proud. Brothers and sisters, a timeline of recent events might prove useful. The PAM had its annual convention on Sunday, March 13, 2022, at which I spoke. The PLP had its annual convention on Saturday, 26 March 2022. Both conventions made it clear that all was not well. Indeed, it was obvious to all that since the conventions of those two political parties in 2021, there were signs of acute difficulties within the Team Unity construct. And yet, brothers and sisters, the Prime Minister and leader of Team Unity made no attempt to get the PLP, PAM, and CCM together to resolve issues. Concerns about keeping our promises to each other and to our people, concerns about undermining colleagues, concerns about allowing PLP operatives to openly and brazenly attack sitting members of the cabinet, concerns about the absence of transparency within the cabinet, concerns about the concentration of all of the levers of power exclusively in the hands of the Prime Minister. All were raised, and yet no effort was made to resolve.
With Brantley and Richards in accord and urging PLP leader Prime Minister Harris to focus on the vexing issues, Team Unity may well be teetering on the brink of extinction, depending on how Dr. Timothy Harris maneuvers going forward.
We expected that having set out the issues of concern and the recommendations for resolution of those issues, that the Honourable Prime Minister would have come to the meeting on Holy Thursday with his response to the clear recommendations made, having had 8 days to reflect and to consider. This, however, proved not to be the case. And instead, the Prime Minister failed and or refused to address decisively any of the issues raised, choosing instead to suggest that we develop a framework for further discussions, a code of conduct for Cabinet, and inviting the World Bank to study the issue of a pro rata share of CBI proceeds for Nevis.
The President of the Grenada Union of Teachers, Jude Bartholomew, is calling on the country's social partners and the churches to encourage the government to uphold the recent High Court judgment on pensions for public officers, as GBN News reports.
It is time for the churches to come out and social partners and to say to the government, enough is enough. You argue, but now the court has ruled. Constitution has been restored for pension for public officers and abide by it. So we're going to watch and we're going to test the churches and these social partners to see the metal and who these people are and stop taking us for a ride.
Not mincing words, but Bartholomew lays blame at the feet of social partners for what he alleges is their role in government's decision to dock their salary while protesting for public officers' benefits in 2018.
They are the ones who are trying to negotiate to tell unions not to do that. Not to match, call off your industrial action. And instead of that, the government dock our salaries and the social partners never came out in public and say to the government, what you did was wrong. Pay the teachers and the public officers their dock salary back.
Trinidad and Tobago's acting police commissioner, McDonald Jacob, has sent a warning to criminals following the opening of an operations command center in Barataria. He believes the Northeastern Division now has the required tools to ensure criminality is kept to a minimum. Here's TTT News.
Acting Police Commissioner McDonald Jacob sounded a warning to criminals on Thursday after launching an operations command center at the Barataria Police Station. He said the center will assist the police service to monitor CCTV footage in real time and relay information to those on patrol, leading to a faster response time by police.
A few days ago, from a home invasion, with that combination like what we have the operational center, they were able to arrest 4 of the offenders and recovered 2 firearms.
The official launch of the Jamaica 60th Diamond Jubilee got underway on Thursday. Keynote speaker Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica has come a far way since independence in 1962. More from CVM News.
We have made great strides in a number of indicators of national development in health, education, housing, and infrastructure. Our global reach and impact have been disproportionate to our geopolitical size. We have demonstrated tremendous acumen in many areas of the global stage.
Sports, culture, and religion were also highlighted as other areas of impact. He notes while tourism has been a thriving sector, an area that's not seen much privilege is liberal democracy. He says the economy has been strengthening over the years.
In St. Lucia, Transport Minister Stevenson King says an increase in bus fares will soon come into effect. His comments follow another hike in fuel prices and calls by minibus operators for help. This report is from DBS News World.
Minister for Transport Stevenson King says that adjusted fuel costs have expedited government's response to omnibus operators' demand for increased bus fares. Omnibus operators have been reeling from COVID-19 and the resultant restrictions on the sector. With rising inflation, coupled with exorbitant fuel prices, they say the demand for an increase is justifiable. Minister King says that meetings to address the issue have been held as the government considers the impact of a fare adjustment on the St. Lucian public.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 18th April. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.